Good morning once again, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us for another edition of the Daily Bread broadcast. This is your host, Marcus Brown, reporting. We agreed, at least we spoke last time, we talked about divine healing. And I promise we're going to look at different methods to receive healing in this teaching. So today we're going to look at, and we perhaps don't have enough time, so we'll continue on a later date, but we're going to start, because in Exodus, the 15th chapter, shortly after the children of Israel had left Egypt, they were told, according to Exodus 15:26, it's documented there, that God was pointing out to them that if you will walk in my statutes, obey my commandments, do the things that I tell you, then I will allow none of the diseases that are on the Egyptians that were put on them to come on you. In other words, he's going to be their divine healer. And so he promised to heal them whenever they needed it. That was the idea behind it. Exodus 15:26. Now, you and I know that there are certain games that we may play. And I'm pointing this out to give an example. You may play the game of baseball, and you use a ball, and you have a certain rule that goes along with that. Well, you may have another game you play called cricket. Ball about the same size as the baseball, but it's a different set of rules. Well, the point is that you use one rule for cricket, one rule for baseball. Now, you may play basketball with a ball, or soccer with a ball. And, of course, there are different rules that goes along with them. My point is that even though you're playing with a ball, the rules of engagement are different. Well, it's the same, ladies and gentlemen, when you're seeking divine healing. And for example, let's talk about the physical aspect of it. Somebody may say, I'm taking this type of herb. You know, this is for an ailment I may have. Some may drink a certain type of tea or ginger root or something else that they may learn of that assists them in that area so that they can receive healing, or another person may go to a doctor, get an operation or something like that. My point is you're using a different method of receiving healing. Now, you and I, when we come to God, we need to understand that there are different ways or different methods to receive divine healing. And you and I then need to become familiar with them, because you cannot use the same rules of engagement in one area as you would with another. And I want to just go in and remind you that, yes, it is God who is doing the healing, but our approach is going to be based on the method that we are using. And then you have to choose which method you're going to use. And for example, may use the method where you're going to apply personal faith. That's one way of receiving healing, personally initiated faith. Or you may pray one for another, where it describes that in James chapter 5. That's where we're going to intercede for others. And another way is to receive healing is by laying on of hands by ministry, anointed with oil, and so on. That's a third method. Another method may be the prior faith by an administrator, somebody who is powerful in faith in that particular area. Or it may be God initiated by a word of knowledge, perhaps by prophecy, as we read about it in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. You know, the word of knowledge. And number six, sixth method, is just to be in the glory of God, in the presence, where things just happen supernaturally like that. And then another way is to follow instructions, as we shall see as we study. That's what happened to Naaman the Syrian. He was healed through instructions that were given by a man of God. So again, there are different methods. Now, regardless of the method you're choosing, it is imperative that the person operate in faith, because whatever we receive of God, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. So if you're not pleasing God, if you're not trying to seek God, if you're not walking in that direction, it is really pointless to say you're going to seek divine healing, because you must operate in faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Whatsoever we ask of him, again, we receive of him what? Because we keep his commandments. You're paying attention to him. You're operating in faith. You have a desire to receive from Him. And so you have to take that posture. You have to take that approach. Now, the first method we're going to look at, ladies and gentlemen, is personal faith, where an individual then should understand what the scripture says about this subject matter. And of course, then you're going to rely on that, and that is going to be your basis. So when the enemy comes to attack you, try to point out to you that you're not going to be receiving healing when his friends, or should say unwilling participants, when they come and try to tell, well, I don't think it's going to work, you know, you're going to be able to stand up against them and explain that, I'm sorry, I cannot accept what you're saying. I am going to rely on the word of God. That is my foundation. And so you will hold firm to whatever God has promised you. Because he says anybody who wavers will not receive anything from him. Therefore, you're going to hold fast to what he has promised. What does he promise? According to what the scripture says. You search the scripture, find out all the scriptures that talks about these things, and then you go ahead and you rely on that. You can pray these things, and you can start giving him thanks in advance, because you know that he's going to fulfill his part of the bargain. Why is that? Because he promises that he will, you know, all his promises really, as he put it in Second Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, all his promises are yes and amen. But if he has promised it, he will do it. Doesn't do it in your timing, not necessarily, but the point is that he's going to come through for you. And so you're going to use personal faith. I want to look at a scripture in Luke, the 8th chapter, where a lady exercised this method. Luke chapter 8. She decided she is going to rely on her personal faith to receive from him. Now, how do we know this? Well, let's look at what happened in Luke chapter 8. And see, in verse 46, it says, Jesus said, there's a lady who came and touched him. She was sick quite for some time. And she came and she did, well, let's back up in verse 43. A woman having an issue of blood 12 years. So how long was she sick? For 12 years. She spent all her living upon physicians. Neither could be healed of any. So she went to the doctors. They couldn't help her. A lot of people are doing the same thing today. They say, well, we can't help you anymore. I've dealt with folks who are in that position. They can't help. They send them home to die. My wife just visited a lady, actually last week, well, no, 2 weeks ago. They had sent her home. She has spent, I don't know how much, but she has been to the doctor many, many times. And, of course, they sent her home. They couldn't do anything else. Or one of her friends said, well, she just needs to go on home to be with the Lord. I didn't know the lady, but I was dissatisfied when I heard those comments. And so I asked my wife, let us go talk to this lady. Arrange it for us, please. And we went. We talked to her. And after 1 hour of speaking to her and explaining divine healing, she shouted out, I want to be healed. Now, at the time I saw that lady, she weighed about 52 pounds. And she was really in her 50s also, maybe about a pound for a year. Well, after talking to her and she shouted out, she want to be healed, I said, okay, give us a few more minutes. We want to point some things out to you. But nevertheless, we did. And then we prayed for her. Then after that, I asked her mom to give her something to eat. And her mom came with applesauce. I wasn't pleased. I said to her, listen, give her some real food. She said she don't have it. I said, cook it, she will eat it. And she did it cooked. I prayed again and left. 10 days later, went and visited that lady. And boy, she was talking about how she was eating up a storm. She was eating a lot of things and she was gaining weight. She's alive today. This is about this was in 2019. This was in April of 2019. Well, now it's 2022. She's alive today. She has gained a lot of weight. But my point is that she didn't die like the doctors said. They couldn't do anything for her. Well, here it is, this lady, the doctors couldn't help her. Verse 44 says of Luke, the 8th chapter, she came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stopped. All right? Now, Jesus said, who touched me? Verse 45, when all denied, Peter and they that were with him says, you know, Master, the multitude is here touching you, so many people. And you're asking who touched you? Jesus said, somebody had touched me, for I perceive that virtue, or you might say power, has gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not able to hide, she came and she told everything. What did Jesus say in verse 48? He said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith had made you whole. Go in peace. The same information is recorded in Matthew, the 9th chapter. Well, that version describes in verse 21. For she said within herself, if I may touch his garment, I shall be whole. Notice now, she personally took responsibility and decided to do something. In this case, she's not going to take a medicine. She's not going to dip in the river 7 times or whatever. No, she's going to touch Jesus. That's faith. And Jesus explained her faith had made her whole. I want us to understand that there are times when you have to take the initiative. This is not the time for you to sit back and say, let others just pray for me. If God heal me, heal me. If he doesn't, no. You must take a position. And in this case, she did. That's personal faith. In Mark, the 6th chapter, the 5th chapter, yes, Mark chapter 6, it says in verse 55, many people, when they realized who he was, that's Jesus, they ran about in the region, and they brought people who were sick, carrying them on beds, and they were sick, and they were wherever he was. And verse 56 says, and wheresoever he entered into the village, or cities, or country, they laid the sick in the street and besought him that they might touch, if it were, but the border of his garments, and as many as touched him were made whole. Now, folks, let me ask you something. What happened if these people decide, well, we're going to stay home. We're not going to go to court and touch that man. They knew it was Jesus. They didn't know enough about him. But my point is, they realized anybody come and touch that man, they get well. Well, guess what? The word got around. And somehow that lady heard that word. And she did the same. What I'm saying to you is that they took personal initiative and they believe in the divine healing that would come from this man called Jesus. That's what I want you to understand. They decided they're going to take the initiative and they went out to a personal faith and decide that they then are going to try to receive from him, and they held on to it. They come from wherever they carry these people on stretchers and so on. So again, what I'm saying to you is that you, from time to time, have to exercise personal initiative when you are approaching the master with, in terms of seeking divine healing. This same information is documented in Matthew, the 14th chapter, verses 34 through 36. When the men of the place had knowledge of him, it says in verse 35, they sent out into all that country. They knew that he would answer them. Well, guess what? You need to know the same way that he's going to answer you. And they brought unto him all that were diseased. They sought that he might only touch they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched him, were made perfectly whole. Folks, he's still doing the divine healing today. And as many as touch him will be made whole today. I want us to understand how it works. And we're going to talk more about this and other methods in the next teaching. But I am saying to you that there are different methods. And in this case, personal faith must be involved. Now, remember what I said earlier? Whatsoever you ask of him, that's we know, the children of God, whatever we ask of him, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. That's 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. And we need to study these scriptures. Now, there are many more scriptures you need to study to help build your faith. And we're going to talk about this at another teaching. But I want us to understand that there are different methods. And this now we are talking about personal faith. It's not the same as laying on of hands. I don't know why we get this idea that that is the only method. I hear folks talk, but that is incorrect. That's not the only method. That's one. But this is a case where now you need to be personally involved. Well, actually, you're involved in all of them, but you're going to take the initiative. And you're going to go out and you're going to do as the scripture says, because you believe it. You're going to exercise your faith. That's not the same as somebody going around and, you know, massaging your muscles where you know you're going to exercise them yourself. Well, in this case, you're going to exercise your faith for yourself. And you're going to believe the scriptures that God said so. So when the enemy comes against you and try to tell you you won't receive, you can tell him to go away. The Lord has promised me. He said, in due season I'll reap if I do not faint. He points out that whatsoever you ask of him, you receive of him, because you keep his commandments and I'm keeping his commandments. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. And you have many, many, many more scriptures you need to use to build your faith so that you can receive divine healing from the Lord. Thank you so much for listening, and we're going to talk some more about these methods in the next teaching. See you then.